Mr. Wollongong Master.
Jaden Straney now with Damien Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast, whether you get it via Spotify, iTunes, or just the Wave FM app. Have you downloaded the Wave FM app yet, Damo?
You know what? It's on my list.
You're shit. Right,
it's on my list. There's a few things on my list. I've only got to town. I'm here 3 days now.
Mate, you knew you were getting the job. The first thing you do is download the...
He doesn't even have a house to live in.
Yeah, come on.
Houses, apps.
One thing at a time. One thing at a time.
Who needs somewhere to live? Exactly. You've got the Wave FM app to keep you company.
When I'm sleeping on a park bench, I'm listening to Wave FM on the podcast.
Some of the park benches across the Illawarra are very cosy, just quietly. Now, mate, you're on the search for a house. How's that house hunting going?
Yeah, I'm getting there. Getting there bit by bit. It gets pretty full on, doesn't it? I mean, you go to a house hunting and you're looking at the other people there and you feel like you want to trip them up.
Yeah, that's right.
Trip them up. You know what you want to do? You want to go
some drugs on them or something so they don't get a house.
But you want to also go, this house is a shitty house behind them, and then go, that
was it. Yeah, that's
I
it.
Actually like it, but it was that guy.
Or they walk out of the bathroom and you looked at it and go, I just saw a couple of cockroaches.
Or you actually come out and go, oh, that guy. I see that guy just there. Sorry, real estate lady. But that guy, he just shat in the toilet.
He just used it.
It's a disgrace.
No toilet paper. It doesn't flush.
If I can have this house, that'd be great.
Where do I know you from? Were you featured on Australia's Most Wanted a couple of years ago?
You've got to do that. Can you just go like that for me? Yep, that's right. That's right. How I know you. Yep, just keep going like that with your hand in and out from your face.
Pushing them further.
I'm sure I saw you on Nine News Illawarra over the last few days coming out of court. I think that guy. It's a way to do it, man.
It gets pretty aggressive, I tell you.
Does it? But you got to suck up to the real estate agent.
You do. You've got to go straight up to him. You've got to have long-winded conversations. Really, you want to know these people.
What I want to know is, have you done it?
Have I done that?
Have you done the... Do you know who I am?
No. Oh, come
I thought you were going to say, have you done it? Wow, you're going to the extra mile shagging the real estate agent. Wow. Not have you done it yet, Damo? Have you shagged the real estate agent yet?
That I have not done. And I haven't done the other thing either. No. You can't do that, can you?
Well, depends how much you want a house.
No, because the worst thing is you say something like that and they turn around and say, no, I don't know.
I don't know
who you are. Who are you anyway? You know, it's like...
That would be the worst. Hey, here is what happened in the show today. It's the best day of the week, Friday Eve. Hey, Damien, all this week we are...
Getting to know you, getting to know all about.
All right, so Damien's only in day four today,
yeah,
but we
that's
still
right.
don't know a lot about it.
No, so that's what this segment's all about. Now, earlier we were talking about your childhood, and I assumed that you went straight from Ireland to Australia, but you actually didn't spend much of your childhood in Ireland at all.
Not at all. I lived in Africa for years.
That.
Yeah, with my dad's job, as kids, we traveled all over Africa. We lived in Libya, right in the middle of the Sahara Desert. We were in Botswana in the Kalahari Desert, and then all around South Africa, different locations. And I got to say, I loved it. It was a great childhood.
Yeah.
Great childhood. Okay, we lived in places where we didn't have much, okay?
So, well, like, really basic housing? And
basic housing, like, when you're in the middle of a desert,
yes.
Like the Kalahari Desert in Botswana, there's not a whole lot there.
Yeah.
There's no TV. There's...
No TV. Did you have radio?
Well, radio, but it was all Botswanan, you know?
Did you have, like... Did you even, like, telephone? Could you communicate with the outside world?
No, there was none of that.
So what did you do growing up then?
Well, look, it was all about spending time with the family. For me personally, whenever I think of Botswana, all right, there I am in that dusty, sandy area. We had a pet sheep. I should say I had a pet sheep.
Oh,
was
nice.
He like your only friend?
No, he was one of two. But Wooly is what I call him.
Wooly.
So he was your pet. He was like your version of a dog.
I loved Wooly. Wooly was such a friend.
Was he really tame? You could get him to come in.
I used to hug Wooly.
Oh.
Yeah. And actually, incidentally, Wooly wasn't actually that Wooly at all. The wool wasn't great on his body, but I called him Wooly anyway. And I remember there was one Christmas, and because you couldn't get turkeys and things like that, Wooly went missing. All right, and obviously...
So did he escape? He escaped or...?
Well, my dad said that he ran away, all right?
Oh, that's a shame.
But then we went to a friend's party for Christmas dinner, and there was a smell wafting up.
Oh, no.
You know, and it had a kind of a lamby sort of smell.
Oh, no.
Some would say it had a a woolly sort of smell.
Oh, no.
So what? He didn't. He didn't take your pet and cook it for Christmas lunch.
Look, when I put the first bit into my mouth, I was like, this, it's woolly. I knew it was woolly. I knew they were there. I've been traumatized ever since. You know, when it comes to lamb, I immediately think of woolly. It's, yeah.
So you're a vegetarian now?
No.
He
hasn't put me off meat. It's just...
he loves a good bit of woolly every time he has one.
Oh, yeah.
Getting woolly to know Damien.
Woolly is delicious.
Yes.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Strainey, now with Damien and Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
Damien Leith, pet detective. You gave out cards when you were younger.
You bet I did.
Probably the worst way to pick anyone up
and
in
look,
your life.
It didn't work.
It didn't work, so no. In the end, it was just persistence. I stayed outside somebody's front door until they eventually said, oh, come on in.
And then Eileen went, oh, all right then, Damien.
All right.
Okay, I'll marry you.
So sorry
you're
for
not,
you.
You're clearly right. Not going anywhere anyway.
So, Illawarra, that's what we're doing. We're talking bad pickup lines. We're taking your calls on 42751965.
Caesar, what is your bad pickup line?
Well, it is. I thought it was good at the time. It was... are they stars? Are they your eyes, or are they stars on your face?
Stars on your face.
Stars on your face.
So you said, did it ever work?
No, and it kind of threw me when she said, "Are you talking about my freckles?" And I fell apart.
See the freckles. She thought you were having a go. See,
yeah. Stars on my face. Are you on drugs?
You're tripping.
Oh man, that is funny. That's very funny.
Hey Lottie, what bad pickup line have you heard?
When I went back to work after having my son, one of the men goes, "Where have you been?" And I said, "Maternity leave." Then he leans over to me and he wiggles his eyebrows and goes, "Are you still with the father?"
Oh my God.
That's you can't do that. You cannot do that. That is.
Don't you dare you say really that can't. You don't you dare say that you left your hubby for that knucklehead.
Oh, how could I not?
What a charmer.
There is some really bad pickup lines going around. We've got tons of them on our Facebook page.
Yeah, you know what? A good Irish one as well. I'm doubling my efforts to get you to go out with me. I'm doubling. Because Dublin's the capital of Ireland.
We get it. I'm just going to press the button.
Didn't make it any better.
Yeah. I'm pressing the button and
explaining
getting
it didn't
here.
Help. No,
okay. You are just lucky you're married, my friend. Otherwise, it'd be a lonely, long, single life.
Wave FM's Jaden Strainey. Now with Damien Leith. Oh,
hello. Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
We've got our old mate, Sowie, on the blower. Of course, he joins our team October 10 with his own sports show. Sowie, mate, massive round of footy this weekend.
Huge.
Yeah, huge round of footy, Strainey. It's probably not the sexiest matchups, but you talk about positioning for those teams in the top eight, it's going to be a huge round.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what about the women in league? That's what I like to talk about, the women.
Oh, women.
Because when I was growing up, I wanted to play football and there were no women in league.
Oh.
But there's lots now, which is great.
Yeah, there certainly is, Jade. And I think that, you know, the NRL does it so well with, they have Indigenous round and they have lots of other rounds. But the women in league round is so important because all the mums and sisters and girlfriends and wives, for some players both, they're able to enjoy this weekend and be able to, you know, get that recognition. So, yeah, it's for me, it's always been important because mum was such a huge part of my life. And now that I've got, you know, Maddie supporting me and everything I'm doing with the NRL and work and stuff like that, and I've got two little girls that I want to grow up watching the game and possibly playing the game as well. So it's really come a long way.
Yeah, no messing around. Now, speaking about yourself there, okay, Dean Young's on his way out. Have you been approached?
Geez, I'll tell you what, Damien, for an Irishman, you're well knowledge. No, I haven't, mate. I get asked repetitively, you know, week after week, whether I'd be applying for the Dragons job in any way. And, you know, I've had conversations with Strainey for years that I'd love to get into coaching if the right opportunity came up. And, yeah, I've always liked the Dragons and wanted to be a part of that, but no approach just yet, mate.
Ooh. Maybe you should, instead of waiting for them to call you, you should call them.
Yes.
Or just kind of walk down, Crown Street Mall, like out the front of the Wood Stadium and go, oh, fancy meeting you here.
Is that how you got the job, Jade, at Wayne?
Pretty much, yeah. They came into work one day and I was sitting in the seat with some headphones on going, hey.
Oh, well, she's here. Let's let her talk. All right, so what about this? Pick the score. 400 bucks is up for grabs. If you can pick the score between the Eels and the Broncos, what are you thinking?
I would think that the Eels should bounce back in a big way, which is luckily enough for Straney. Yep. But the Broncos, this season just continues to get worse. So I'm going to say Parramatta 30, Broncos 4.
Oh, that's generous.
I was going to say more like 56 to 4, but anyway.
I'm putting that
in right now. If you want the 400 bucks, all thanks to our good mates at Rapakool, make sure you jump on to wavefm.com.au right now. Sowie, we can't wait for the 10th of October to get you to Wave FM, mate. We'll catch up with you again very soon.
Man, looking forward to it. I got the headshots the other day. It took me 10 minutes. It took you Pelicans an hour.
Oh, it did. It took us such a long time. There was a lot of makeup that had to go on this makeup. Head, that's for sure.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Straney, now with Damien Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
Jade in the buzz had a little bit of an argy-bargy bit with Damo due to non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was an argy-bargy. Yeah,
argy-bargy means we were, like, beating each other up.
No, close to it.
We were just discussing it's a moral parenting issue, I think, surrounding whether or not your kids should be able to drink non-alcoholic beers. Because Kristen Bell, her kids drink it with their dad, Dax. I mean, they even order it at restaurants.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just essentially a bubbly juice, right? There's nothing in it. We also talked to them very much about sobriety and the importance of it and why Daddy can't drink, etc.
So earlier this morning, we took a couple of your calls, Illawarra.
Absolutely not. No. I think kids grow up too fast and there's no need to introduce them into something that could turn out to be something else when they're older. Not only that, like would you give your kids... Like those things you smoke, like the fruit juice.
What are those things?
Yeah, the little tea things. Yeah, well, that's interesting
that's
too.
That's a point
actually.
Too, isn't it? Because, people smoking those vapor things instead of cigarettes.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a good one. Good on you, Lynn. You have a great day. We're going to go to Christina, who's at Balambi this morning.
Good morning.
Christina, what do you reckon about this whole thing? Okay, so drink or no drink, non-alcoholic for kids. What do you reckon?
I don't see the harm in kids having non-alcoholic beer. I mean, when I was a kid and I went to see my dad, he'd make me shandies with dinner and stuff like that. I mean, but we are in a different age than that now, back 30-odd years ago.
Yeah, I mean, look at it. Kids are exposed to a lot. I will agree with that. I mean, kids nowadays are exposed to an awful lot.
Yeah, that's right. Keep them young for as long as you can. Give them some Cotty's Cordial, I say.
So Cotty's Cordial for Jade's kids and a non-alcoholic beer for Damien's kids.
I know when my kids will want to have dinner.
Come over to my house.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so now let's talk to an expert, Gabby from Helensburg Psychology. Gabby, what do you reckon about this?
Are we damaging our kids?
Well, I mean, I personally don't think so. I think it's good that parents are having good conversations around alcohol, developing a level of respect for alcohol to show that it can be consumed responsibly and you can enjoy it. And, there's something to be said for what Kristen Bell was saying. There's not anything really different from having a ginger beer and an alcoholic ginger beer. But, I think showing that kids that we can have a level of respect for alcohol and we can enjoy it responsibly is really good.
All right. And so, I mean, kids nowadays are doing things that parents don't know they're doing. Half the time the kids are doing their own thing with their mates. Like, by doing something like this, are we at least taking away that stigma and we're allowing kids to express themselves a little bit more with the parents?
Yeah, I think so. And I think in terms of, we know that kids go through their rebellious ages of 16, 17, 18, where, like sneaking alcohol beforehand and it's all a bit, naughty. And then they get to 18 and they can legally drink and they hit it really hard. But if we kind of expose them a little bit earlier to it, it's not so much of a
you know, mystery or something that we're sneaking around and doing, because there's a little bit more understanding around what it is, and it's not less of this, you know, mystery.
But 5 years old, like giving a kid a drink that's packaged as alcohol at five? I mean, there's plenty of other options, isn't there?
Well, there's definitely a lot of other options and probably, you know, a lot less sugary options as well. I guess, you know, whether five is an appropriate age. I mean, I'd sort of be thinking more along those early teen years. But, you know, I think that then comes down to how comfortable people are around, you know, having those conversations. And Dax Shepherd is a celebrity, so I think they probably have to have those conversations around why he's sober, probably a little bit earlier than what us non-celebrities would have to have those conversations with kids.
Well, Gabby, always wonderful to get your advice there from Helensburg Psychology, and we'll catch up with you again very soon.
Thanks, guys.
No worries at all.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Wave FM's Jade Straney. And now, Damien Leith.